No, my nephew is not homosexual. To my knowledge, I don't believe he's homosexual. Although I don't think he dates anyone, to be honest with you. He was married, and there was a divorce that happened a while back. One of the things happened when he was married, he adopted a child. He and his wife adopted a child, and they named him Daniel after me. And then they got divorced right after that. So I never really got to meet Daniel other than when he was a very, very, very tiny child. I feel like when I was listening back to the show, the first part of the show was flounder. I just felt like it floundered a lot. I think once we got into more segments, the show was okay, but I feel like I could have directed the conversation better because we ended up talking about things that maybe people wouldn't have known about, you know, like things that really had to do with it. And then I felt the need to, and then I, for some fucking reason, I was just bouncing around. Like I felt like, oh, this topic isn't working. Let me find another one. And I didn't give anything enough time to breathe. It's very difficult when you are a podcaster and you have a regular co-host that you have an established rapport with. Because Adam and I have been doing this together for over a decade. So we kind of know each other's patterns. We know each other's when they're going to go off on a tangent, when they're not, when what they're going to laugh at, what they're not going to laugh at, what they might find interesting. And, you know, when you bring in a guest host, you always run the risk of, you know, just bombing. And I felt like last week's show was a little bit more. I can see Joe Batance. I cannot hear Joe Batance.
Hear me now.
I can hear you now. Is your original...
are you already on the air in Pride 48?
Yeah. Do you need me to be off?
Oh, okay. Hold on. No. All right. Now I'm just telling everyone in my universe.
Oh, okay.
You guys can go to pride48.com and listen live there right now. So leave here because you're not going to be able to hear.
Or they can go to our Discord channel because we're also doing the audio in our Discord channel. We're doing on both.
Pride 48 is delayed
by like 10 seconds, but the Discord is immediate. So there's no, if they want to chat with us, go to our Discord server, which is our chat.
Okay. Well, let's wait for the delay. By the way, if you're listening now, Daniel just told us, if you go to the... But it's not the Pride 48 Discord.
Yeah, it's our Pride Discord chat room.
You can listen live there, and it won't have the delay. But we'll say this again in a minute because people are already going to the Pride 48 channel. You can go to either one, by the way.
Yeah, either one is fine.
Yeah. You know what? Don't confuse them. They'll be like, well, I don't know what's going on, you know?
Well, you know what I need you to do, Joe Batance? I need you to turn on your original audio.
What's original audio? I don't know what that is.
All right, so go to your little microphone icon down at the bottom left of the Zoom window, and then pick audio settings, which will be the first, well, the bottom option when you click on the little arrow. No,
but there's a lot of windows right now. How can I find you?
Okay.
Oh, there you are.
All right.
Okay, see the microphone.
And the little tick up, the little chevron next to it, tick that up, and the very bottom option is audio settings.
Yeah.
You go to audio settings, and there's a little checkbox under music and professional audio. It says show in meeting option to enable original sound. Make sure that checkbox is enabled.
It is.
Okay. And then basically save that, you know, just exit out of that. Now, in the top left of our meeting window, there should be a thing that says original sound, and it says off at the moment. If you click on it, it will turn it on. See, now you sound better to us.
Oh, look at that. Look at, you know, this is, Daniel Brewer is such... He's so valuable. This is why, this is probably why Zach keeps you around and everything.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Zach keeps me around solely for technical assistance.
Is Zach good at tech stuff? What's his story?
You know what? To be honest with you, I don't know. Because what happens is you know this. If you're an expert in certain fields, right? And when you're trying to explain to someone, something and they're not an expert, you get frustrated. So I don't know how much of it is just me getting frustrated that he's not like immediately picking up on stuff. You know, I wouldn't say he's bad at technology. Yeah. Like he certainly, I mean, we met playing video games online. So he certainly has enough technical know-how to use Discord and
do you guys still play the same video games online?
No, actually, neither of us still play World of Warcraft. He plays Final Fantasy 14 online, which I don't. But we just started playing Raft together. Mm-hmm. So it's a raft is a multiplayer game. Just came out. You're on a raft and you have to scavenge for things out in the ocean, and then you build your raft up, and then you can research to make new things on your raft and whatnot. There's a whole story to it that we haven't gotten to. We're just trying to get our raft built.
Yeah. So when does Burns come back from Europe, by the way? I know he's on my air with me next Tuesday. So
yeah, he's on an airplane now. Really? Coming back. Yeah. And I guess, I don't know how long it takes to get to Rome. What is that? Like 22, 26 hours, something? I don't know.
But he lives, like, I feel like in Arkansas, there's no straight shot from Arkansas to Rome.
No, not at all.
Can you imagine at the Rome airport and it says Little Rock or whatever?
I mean, you heard all the drama, right?
No, I don't know anything.
You don't? Mm-mm. Well, I don't know that. I don't want to spoil his. Can I do my Adam Burns?
Sure.
Oh, Joe, you don't understand. We were at the airport, and why does he suddenly sound like a woman?
That's not suddenly. It's been in the making for about 40 plus years.
We were at the airport, and we were going to go board our plane, and when Mittens got up to the counter, they're like, oh, you don't have a transfer visa for Germany, so we can't let you board the plane. You have to have a transfer visa for Germany. And so Mittens told him, you go ahead. I'm going to go figure out how to get there, and I'll meet you in a day or so, right? I'm going to go find a direct flight that doesn't stop in Germany. And so Mittens had to, at the last minute, book a direct flight to Italy, which I'm sure wasn't cheap. Also, it's from Fayetteville, Arkansas, so it's going to be super fucking expensive. Like, but that he had to do that, and then on top of that, since the original air ticket, you know, the original flight, he could have come back. But as soon as the airport, as soon as the airline said that he couldn't board, they canceled his round trip. So then he had to like call them and then pay for a one-way trip back. So he ended up spending, you know, thousands of dollars on top of everything else that's spent.
This Mark does not have the best temper. Adam Burns must have gotten his ass kicked all the way to Rome.
Like, well, no, they were on separate planes.
I didn't even get a plane ticket. Yeah. I thought the Germans were bad. You should have seen Mark when he landed there. Even they were scared.
Yeah. Chat room.
The Philippines, they crucify people like on during the Lent. You know, they're hardcore.
Chat room, quick question: Is Joe? Are Joe's levels okay? I've got him up as high as I can put him here.
I can raise my gain if you like.
Just a tad. Just a skosh.
I did it a skosh.
All right,
let's go. Raised my gain a skosh.
Now, question: are you recording on your end, or am I going to record you here? I'm always recording you here, but am I using your here track, or am I using your own local recording? It's fine.
I could do that. I could do that if you want, because my track does not record Zoom. It won't record Zoom.
Okay.
So it'll just be my track anyway.
Yeah, that's fine. So either way you want to go, I have a multi-track recorder, so it you're on a separate track anyway. So. Okay, I'll just record both. All right.
Who's it? Will we have any of the Pride 48 icons here today? Are we going to get an I think Auntie Bear Charles avoids it when I'm here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, she's already let it be known that she will not be attending this evening's performance because little Joey Batance is here.
I don't even know why she's mad at me, but whatever. Okay.
I feel like that's common in a lot of things in podcasting. Like, people are just pissed off and no one really knows why. And it's been for so long that who knows if the thing that they were.
Yeah, but Vera gets mad. Like, you know that Vera was so mad at this Brenda Boo, right? You're like, oh, you couldn't even bring Brenda up to him. Like, he would have a conniption fit if you brought up Brenda. And then I had a conversation with him and I said, what did Brenda, I thought Brenda like, like, did that, you know, credit card fraud or something. It was just that she kept him on the phone too long one time and was complaining too much. And he was like, you can't bring up Brenda Boo. And what does he do to this Adam Burns, where Adam Burns, like, if he makes a grammatical mistake, is almost like so afraid he's going to get beaten up.
I did notice on Adam's Geeky Gay this week that he said mayonnaise several times. And I thought to myself, oh, Scott, Auntie Scott is going to be very annoyed with that. Because it's mayonnaise, Joe. It's mayonnaise.
But what, when did Scott, we'll call him, when did Scott decide he was the arbiter of all things English? What was that noise?
I'm enabling the Bluetooth over here so that I can get my soundboard up on the machine. One moment, please. This is show prep that I completely forgot to do. There we go. So next, you hear, now you hear the iPad connect to the Bluetooth. This is exciting, isn't it? Ooh. Yeah. That's
now, you don't like things Apple. Why do you have an iPad?
Because I needed a drawing tablet. Mm-hmm. And the iPad Pro with the pencil is the best drawing tablet around as far
as... What are
as
you drawing?
I make cartoons.
Oh, that's right. That's right. You used to make those cartoons. Yeah, yeah.
I have a... So it's been so long and I work on it periodically, whatever. But I have like a 10-episode arc of a cartoon series called Vloggerland that I'm about mm-hmm. to put out. And when I say about mm-hmm. to, within the next year or so. It's basically about Disney vloggers and it's ridiculous. But
there's one that I watch.
Which one is that, Joe?
Magic Journeys, maybe Disneyland.
Couldn't even give me the satisfaction of watching our channel, right?
Well, you go to Disney World. I want people to go to Disneyland.
Oh, I see.
But I do watch your channel, the WDW Aristocrats.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they're always looking at the new food. They're so cringy too. They're so cringy.
Are you talking about Ordinary Adventures?
No, Magic Journeys.
Oh, Magic Journey. Okay, mm-hmm. I will have to check them out. Anyway, none of that is important. I just realized that I don't have that map to Squaresville. I think it is. I thought I might have had it PDF wise.
We don't need a map, but we can still talk about it.
We can talk about it. My question to anyone in the chat room, Cyclone, maybe Lamont Cranston, mm-hmm. did either of you guys have that PDF that Larry Queen had made of Squaresville from that old It's All About Me podcast?
More importantly, does anybody here have episodes of It's All About Me? I would love to do a podcast mini series, oral history of It's All About Me.
I have, I mean, I would have their shows from the Pride 48 weekends. So, uh-huh. I mean, I definitely have all those archived for everybody.
Yeah, but this is why I would want it. Have you ever seen those internet, they're actually kind of sad usually, but it'll be like, oh, my dad was an amazing artist and here was his art. And then you see as he has Alzheimer's. As it progresses, by the end, it's just like a stick figure, right?
Yeah.
And he descends. I think it would be the same thing with It's All About Me with Descent into Madness. Because as I describe, I'm using show content. Let's just
We
have so many things to discuss on the
right,
show.
Cool. Let's kick this pig, as they say. Here we go.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
mix-podcast.com and you can just use your cell phone to record in a much higher quality than the phone. Now, there you go. You're welcome.
Remember you had to help him use a sound bar? He's like, Daniel, I don't understand this. He's like, it's a sound bar. You just go up and down. And... I don't know. Oh, that's the end?
That's the end. Is the end of the show.
You're like, Daniel, help me with the sound. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you flew out from Connecticut. How do you do the sound bar? I don't get this new technology. A sound bar.
It was not a sound bar. It was a Bluetooth speaker. It was a portable, I pulled out of my bag a little, 5-inch long, 2-inch tall HP Bluetooth speaker. I paired to my phone to play a clip, and it came out, 5 inches long, 2 inches tall. It had enough to give a good bass sound to it. So it sounded good. Like if you were someone from the 70s and got suddenly transported to the 2000s and mm-hmm. the increase in audio fidelity relative to the size of the thing that produced it Like mm-hmm. in the '70s, you would have to have tower speakers to get, yeah. you know, a good sound. But now you can go to Walmart, you can drop $50 on a stupid Bluetooth speaker and it gives you good sound. Like it, like as good as what you would have gotten in the '70s. So he was just mm-hmm. deeply impressed by that Bluetooth speaker. He went out and bought one.
What a life. So now what do you do now? This is where you like process the show and all that?
No, this is the after show. So I forgot to mention it during the show, but we have a behind the club scene or behind the show club. I don't know. I can't talk. We have a behind the scenes.
Channel 13 or whatever it is. What is
it's called Level 13. And we post extra audio there. It's kind of like, you know, different Patreon channels of another show or whatever. But here's the catch. It's totally free. All you have to do is send us an email, contact@mixedminuspodcast.com and say, I want in, and we will send you your own RSS feed to get this extra audio. And you have access to our Level 13 Discord. It's just, it literally is just a behind the scenes, you know.
Why are you doing an ad for people who already, because we're the show's done. So wouldn't they, in theory, already have?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Unless, but we're on the stream. But we're still, but we're still on the stream. Someone on the stream may not know that. Kind of a thing. Also, I forgot to play this ad during our show. This is a new sponsor. Maybe I'll just wait till Adam's back. But we just got this sponsorship today. I was really excited about. It's amazing how they can tell what your audience demographics are. So we just had that. Let me just 1 minute here, Joe. Let me just play this ad for us.
Attention, catheter patients on Medicare. I'm a professional cowboy and I use catheters. Been cowboying for 25 years. I've broken 14 bones, had 2 concussions and a punctured lung. I know pain and I don't want any more of it, especially when I cath. Now I use these new nearly painless catheters from Medical Direct Club. They hurt less. Compared to the old ones, these ain't nothing. Here's how it works. You call and you get a free catheter sample. I was just like you, wondering if I should call. Boy, I'm glad I did. Give yourself a break from pain and try these new catheters. You won't know unless you try them.
That's true.
Give them a call now. Mm-hmm. You have nothing to worry about.
Nothing.
They bill Medicare and your insurance company. You pay nothing up front. You get your free, nearly painless catheter sample sent right to your home.
Call 1-800-573-7820. That's 1-800-573-7820. Call now.
Yeah, they painless like
real ad. Someone's paying you really this ad?
Yeah, they're like $400 to play that ad.
Are they giving you PE? Do you have to put in a catheter to test it out?
No, my favorite part is it hurts less.
Yeah.
Like it's a given, it's gonna fucking hurt. But no. This hurts less than the. No, it's not real. That was when I was waiting for you to connect earlier. That was an ad that I had found.
Does Vera listen to this Level 13?
Yeah, Vera's on Level 13. We do a show with Auntie Scott called a three-way. And
do you think she'd come on right now?
She's not listening right now.
Why? Yes,
because you're the guest. She's like, well, I'm going to skip that week. Yeah. She is not a fan. She's not a fan of Joe Batanz.
Which is funny because the last time she and I interacted on Pride 48 on the streaming weekend, people on my network were like, I don't think Vera likes him. Like, no, that's just the banter we have, right? So I messaged Vera on Facebook and I said, hey, are we cool? Because I thought we were cool, but everyone at Afterthought thinks that you hate me and you're fighting with me. And she goes, but Tance, I'm 60 fucking years old and if I don't like you, I'll tell you. I don't do this fucking Facebook. This person doesn't like me shit. I'm not going to show up. Tance is on.
Here's my question. This is so weird. You won't know who they are. There's an old podcast called QCast CT. Mm-hmm. It used to be called QCast CT because they lived in Connecticut. Mm-hmm. But then they moved to Orlando, but their show was semi-popular, so they didn't want to lose the name. So they had...
The pedophile was on it?
No. Oh, yeah. Yeah, someone who they did not know was a pedophile. Yes, it ended up... Yeah. This is Michael and Kevin... From QCast CT. Anyway, yeah. They changed their names to QCast Connection. Anyway, here's the thing. Okay. A few weeks ago, I get a Facebook invite, you know, a Facebook request to be a friend of Kevin from QCast. And I wasn't following him for some reason. And so I gladly accepted. And then he's like, hey, so long, haven't chatted with you for a while. You know, immediately pops up in my messenger. Hey, so long. You know what? The four of us should get together for dinner sometime. And I'm like, that sounds awesome. That sounds cool. Let's do that. You know what? It's coming up on July 4th weekend. We already have plans, but let's talk about sometime in the future. He's like, all right, great. Talk to me when you get back from July 4th. We get back from July 4th and I hit him up again on Messenger. I'm like, hey, you know what? Let's just put a date on this because I don't want this to end up being like one of those. Yeah, let's do lunch sometime. Let's actually commit to a date. Mm-hmm. And he's like, it's like, no, that sounds great. I'm so sorry I didn't get back to you. I'm like, no, you weren't supposed to get back to me. It's fine. We're all cool. I just want to set a date on this. We're busy this weekend because we're going to some function over on the East Coast. And then the following weekend, we're going to Disney with Taylor and Babalu.
Okay.
But after that, we're open until the mid-August. And then suddenly, there was a great cooling in the interest to get together.
Oh,
so now I'm wondering, because I'm initially, you know, like anyone would, I assumed it was me. I'm like, oh, you know what? He went and talked to Michael, and Michael's like, Daniel Brewer, fuck Daniel Brewer. I don't ever want to, you know, see that piece of shit ever.
Meanwhile, they're friends with a pedophile.
I don't think they're friends with him. I don't know the story. You know anyway,
I don't remember the story. Like, were they a roommate or
something? At one point, he was a roommate. I don't think it was while he was actively pedophiling or whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Anyway, my point is then I thought today, I'm like, wait, what if they have a feud with Taylor? Because you know how podcasters have these feuds, and you don't know about them unless they're like landmines. You don't know about them unless you step in them, right?
Yeah.
You step in one, and then suddenly you're neck deep in like fucking drama that's like so fucking. But I'm like, oh my God, what if they have a feud with Taylor?
Like, they have good reason to.
So tomorrow, that's my number one question I'm going to ask Taylor. It's going to be like, do you have a feud going on with these guys? Like, because they were all gung-ho. They reached out to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't go, and hey, let's do dinner. You know what, Jump? I love to eat. I love to eat. Dinner, you're going to talk about it. Do you know what? I'm gonna rant here for a second. Do you know what annoyed me about Adam's podcast this week? Is he's talking about his trip, and they're all going through fucking museums and looking at statues and fucking portraits, and it's like, and I'm like, this sounds like I would put a bullet in my brain. If I was on this trip, I would just put a bullet in my, all the popes are buried underneath where the pope gives his thing, and they're all in glass tombs, and we got to see a couple of the popes in their glass, but one of them has a wax mask on it. It's like, and I'm like, oh my God, shut the fuck. I don't care about the popes. And then, what was my point? Adam was going on about this stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh shit. I had a point. What was it?
I don't know. I'm trying to, I want to hear what it is.
What did I say before I went into this rant?
Adam, the popes, and
no, before I got there, before I went,
you asked Taylor about the QCast connection and whether they was a war, and then I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Probably nothing. Food. Food. I love food.
Oh, that's right. You love food. That's right. You did say that. I said, who doesn't? And I said that. Yes. Thank you. That's what the chat room was always great at.
Yeah. I don't even remember what the fuck I was. There was a point that I had in my brain, and then as I started ranting, I just lost the plot. So I'm sorry, Joe. That was horrible. That was horrible plot. Thank God it wasn't on the show.
Listen to any of my podcasts. It's literally just repeating some of my podcasts. So they're mostly pointless stories. So here's my question. So what's the first show this year? Is it the one with you, Vera, and Adam?
Yeah. Yeah, because there was only one time slot that Scott could do it. And it ended up being the opening night at the opening show.
What do you mean that's the only... What does he do? We didn't leave the house.
So he wanted to time it so that he was not working while...
He'd be tired.
No. He wanted to do the podcast at a time that Gooch was still working, so that when Gooch is off work, he could spend time with him.
Yeah, okay, that makes
sense. It was a perfectly fine example. It wasn't, he didn't say, I want the opening show. He just said, I want to do at X time on Friday night. And the thing is that we bumped up the opening show an hour because of the lack of shows, right? So it's like, so we just made it. We're like, you know what? We're going to do a 15-minute opening show. We're just going to do it right before the Threes crowd. So
does Matt Burlingame still have his 4-hour block of shows?
It's a 3-hour block. And yes, he is doing... Don't trap me like this, Joe Patinas. What is that called? The Big Gay Sex Show. God, why couldn't I think of the name of it? Big Gay Sex Show, Spanking B. Arthur, and Swanner and Judd. Those are the three shows.
And who are Swanner and Judd? Aren't they made up names or something?
No, I think that they're the last name of the host of the movie review show.
Matt Burlingame isn't one of the hosts?
I don't think so. I think he just allows them to use his streaming stuff.
Oh.
But I feel like maybe Matt is on that show with them, Swanner and Judd.
I don't know. Is Wes Stone doing a show?
No. Donna Sugars is also not doing a show, even though we said to her, by the way, we'll host it for you. Like, we'll stream it for you. All you have to do is just connect to us on Zoom and like
Doesn't everyone love that sex show she does?
Yeah, I have said this before, and I will say it again, and I will say it until the day I die. When I look across, and I'm sorry for any other podcasters from Pride 48 that are listening, but when I look across all of the Pride 48 podcasts that are out there, I honestly believe that the person who has the most innate talent to be a great podcaster is Donna Sugars. I love her solo show. I love her... I don't know why I said solar. I love her solo show. I love her stream of consciousness, kind of thinking and everything. She's hilarious. I follow her on TikTok. She's great on TikTok. By the way, TikTok thinks that she's like a 15-year-old boy. Thinks Donna Sugars is a 15-year-old boy. That's what TikTok thinks. Anyway, the point is that if Donna wanted to do like the next great podcast, he could. Period. It's like all he needs is the production elements, and anyone can do that. I'll do it for you. I'll produce it for you. It'll be great.
Donna, you heard it here first. Daniel Brewer will produce. What do you think she'll bring back? What was the one she had before? It was the Donna Sugar show or whatever. But there was one that was. I feel there was another one.
There was another one.
Yeah, like Sugars Tonight or no, I.
She was on that horrible Library is Open show with Joey.
Oh, yeah.
What was it?
I Told You So with Donna. It was something like that. Like, I don't remember what it was called.
I don't know.
People liked it. Like Shut Your Mouth with Donna Sugars. Or,
yeah. Big Silly Homo. No, Big Silly Homo is your show. No, that's her show, though. That's her solo show.
It still exists.
Yes.
Oh, kind of something she didn't do.
She hasn't put out an episode in quite a while, but yeah, Big Silly Homo is still.
I said it was like the Mad Dingo or something.
No, that's Wendy.
I know Wendy, but she only did it at Pride 48, right? She didn't do any Mad Dingos outside of that, right?
The Donna Sugars show, the latest edition that came out was November of 2021.
Well, people get busy.
They get busy. Yeah, they do. They get busy, and she had to leave.
Donna and Joey still work at the same place?
I know. I think Donna has been in California for quite a while.
Wait. Donna left New York?
Yeah.
Oh.
Donna's been in California for quite a while. You know, that's where she's from, is Riverside, California.
Yeah.
And it's so funny, because when our bus driver, who I thought was like, could have been Adam's brother, I mean, could have been Adam Donna, not Adam Burns, but Donna's brother, Jared. I said to him at one point, he's like, we have a friend that you literally could be his younger brother, but he's from California, so I don't know, you don't know him. He's like, where in California? And I was like, he's from Riverside? He's like, I have relatives in Riverside. It's like, I don't think that it was Adam, do you have a relative in Sitka, Alaska named Jared? Because he's driving a tour bus up there. And he's doing your shtick. So, and he looks like you. So
wait, so now that I know that Donna's in, Now, is Donna in the Vera camp of hating me?
I don't know.
With Donna Sugars?
What beef do you have with Donna Sugars? No, he doesn't. It says right there. No, I don't. Remember, okay. You invited him to do that first season of Drag Race UK with me, and then Donna never ended up showing up. That's why it was just you and I.
I'm staying silent on this.
It was just you and I.
I think Donna should do Camp Wanakiki.
Just you and I. You know, I don't subscribe to the Afterthought shows because, and it's not, you know what? I don't want to sound like that guy, but I'm going to sound like that guy. It's like, I could easily pay you the $3 a month, whatever. It's like, I just feel like it would be weird for you to look down at your credit card receipt or your PayPal.
I never looked at it. I would never know.
Or not your Patreon receipt or whatever and go like, Dana Brooke.
I would never know.
Loser. And it's just like, that's how I feel about it.
I would never know. But the thing is, too, though, if there's a show you want to hear, tell me the show and I'll get it to you. It's not that big of a deal.
No, I don't think I'm missing any show on your network that, I mean, I listen. RuPaul's Drag Race is not behind a paywall.
No.
And
I mean, if you want it early with no commercials, it is, but no.
Right. Yeah. I don't care about that. I have a fast forward on my podcatcher that I can.
No, you don't want to hear the BetterHelp commercial or the.
Nope. Although you're not doing the Leo Laporte. Like Leo Laporte is the worst on This Week in Tech, like the Twit Network. He will do an ad read that will be 8.5 fucking minutes long. Like he thinks it's like they want to do the Taylor, you know, it's like, let me tell you about Audible. I love Audible so much. And he would just go on for 8 fucking minutes about Audible. I have his fast forward button set on that podcast to like 2.5 minutes. Like I literally, I tap it and it goes 2.5 minutes ahead every time.
When RuPaul used to do her show, I mean, that was the worst. I mean, the commercial every fucking 5 seconds.
It's a like, squatty potty.
Yeah, it was the worst.
It was the worst.
I'm tired now.
All right, great. Ladies and gentlemen.
Are you talking on this, level 13? Are you talking to them?
No, I'm going to hang up. I'm going to say goodnight. Say goodnight to everyone in the chat room, Joe.
Goodnight.
To everyone in the chat room.
To everyone in the chat room.
Discord.
Donna, call me.
What?
I told Donna to call me.
Oh yeah, Donna. Yeah, give me a phone call. All right. Good night, Discord. Good night, level 13. All right, I am off the Discord, but we're still on the stream. One moment, please. We are now off the stream, so we are not on the stream or the Discord. It's just you and just you and I.
That was fun. What time are you meeting Taylor tomorrow at the?
Oh, so we have brunch. Reservations at 11:30 at the Grand Floridian. So he says he's going to try to be on the road at 9:30. And I think we're going to leave here a little before 10.
Okay.
That makes sense. Then we'll be at the Grand Floridian for brunch.
And he's staying with you, going to the park with you, or he's going to drive right back?
No, then we're going to the Magic Kingdom and ride some roller coasters and do some rides.
Why isn't Eric going?
So Eric isn't going because I think Eric just didn't want to go. But Eric's not going. The excuse this time is because one of their dogs had a health problem. Let me find my phone. Here's my phone.
No, this is real. He was telling me about it. Like,
okay.
During the firework.
This is a reschedule because last time it was like Eric isn't feeling well and he might have positive. Oh, COVID.
Don't get me started on that fucking thing.
He posted. He tested positive for COVID like 3 weeks ago, and anyway, he said it's going to just be me. We had some issues with Tori. She has a collapsed trachea. Had to take her to the ER Sunday night. She's on a bunch of meds, and Eric isn't comfortable putting her in a doggy hotel for the night, so he's staying here with her. But yes, I'm looking forward to seeing you guys.
No, that is true. He did call me. He was pretty upset about it because it happened during the fireworks. She got so excited.
Oh, yeah.
That I guess that can happen with that kind of dog. Like their trachea.
Even our cat literally like goes and hides under the bed, like in the back section.
Yeah.
But no, we're gonna. So it's just gonna be Taylor and us and Yeah, we're gonna do some shit at the Magic Kingdom. We're not vlogging. I wonder what
Donna didn't go. Donna didn't go.
We didn't invite Donna. It's like we invited Taylor and Babalu.
Yeah, I was making a joke. Because they always try to, if there's a chance they can be together.
Taylor, no, Taffy hasn't been to the parks in like years. She doesn't.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think there is, and I think there's a reason behind. Like, I think there's she's like somehow like avoiding them for some reason.
Yeah. They're not the same as they used to be. They're not as good as they used to be. Like, there's a lot of people that do that shit. So, all right, Joe Batance, thank you so much for filling in. I appreciate it.
No worries. We'll talk soon.
Bye.